This is Ozarks at Large. Arkansas lawmakers passed the private Medicaid option in advance of the many moving parts of the new federal health care law. What deadlines are fast approaching, and how does all of this change affect businesses in Arkansas? Well, recently, Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas sat down with Greg Hatcher, the CEO and founder of the Hatcher Agency, Arkansas's largest independent health insurance firm.
Let's talk about some of the deadlines that are on the horizon for some of these businesses in Arkansas. What is about to hit business owners in the near future?
Well, January 1 of 2014 is the big one, because that's the deadline where if you're a group above 50 employees, you have to pay a penalty if you don't provide or offer affordable health insurance coverage to your employees.
And so if you are under 50 employees, you're off the hook. If you're over 50 employees, you do have to provide health insurance, but there is nuance in that number of 50. Explain that to me.
Yeah, right now the numbers, if you're 2 to 49 lives, you're exempt from the penalty. And that's the definition of a small group, but there's lots of definitions of what's an employee. And the real definition is if you take all the hours that your employees have, that you've paid for during the year, divide by 30 hours and divide by 48 work weeks, that's how many employees you have to calculate if you're above 50 or below 50, because a lot of people would try to play some games with those full-time or part-time employees.
So give me an example. Say I have a retail operation. I have a lot of 20-hour-a-week employees. I'm looking at maybe for every 2 20-hour-a-week employees equals 1 full-time employee?
Absolutely, except that the number's 30, not 40. So if you had 2 20-hour employees, that would be an employee and a third, if you will.
All right. So a recurring argument that I hear from a lot of business owners is they're weighing whether or not to provide health insurance if they don't already, if they're in that over 50 category. Mm-hmm. These are typically lower income employees as well. So they're weighing the cost of health insurance versus the penalties that the federal law prescribes. First of all, I'm not really sure what the penalty is. What's the magic number for the penalties?
The penalty's $3,000 per employee, and the penalty's not tax deductible. So that means it's like a $4,000 penalty, because you have to make the $4,000 to have the $3,000 to pay. I can tell you this, in almost every scenario, it's cheaper to offer affordable coverage than it is to pay the penalty, because when you don't offer affordable coverage, you pay the penalty on every single employee. When you offer affordable coverage, that doesn't necessarily mean your employees will buy it, and it doesn't cost you anything as an employer until they buy it. And lower income employees, they couldn't afford health insurance before, and for the most part, they still won't feel they can afford it. We've had Medicaid pass in Arkansas,
right,
which is going to take care of a good slice of the lower income. So it's people above Medicaid that don't have health insurance right now that are weighing whether they can afford to get on
the plans. Is that the universe that's in that what's called the private option that was passed by the legislature, that lower income worker that is going to get the benefit of a subsidized health insurance plan if they choose to take it?
Yeah, but they're in for a big, big surprise. When people saw this legislation pass, if you were voting, hey, I'm going to get free health care, you are going to get a punch in the nose when you see what the private option and the exchange premiums are, because they're going to be higher for the most part than group insurance premiums. And though you are going to get some subsidy, you still may have to pay $100 a month. And if you're making $8 an hour, it's hard to come up with $100 a month.
Why is there going to be that discrepancy between group health plans and this, what could be some large groups in a health insurance exchange? Or is it just going to be apples to oranges?
I said from the first time they passed this law, and I'll say it again, their groups are not going to go to the healthcare exchange. The people that are going to the healthcare exchange are going to be people who don't have insurance through their employer, don't have Medicaid, and they're tired of paying the fine for not having health insurance, or they want health insurance. They're really sick and they want health insurance. It's almost like a large claim pool, if you will, mm-hmm, or the uninsured pool that you could go to get insurance. It's going to cost more because there's real bad adverse selection on who gets in that pool.
When one of the arguments for health insurance reform to begin with was to get more of the healthier, younger workforce in there to help subsidize the sicker and older workforce, mm-hmm, is that going to happen?
Well, I think there are some good things that have happened with health care reform. Now we have everybody covered at the Medicaid level and above, so those people now have coverage. By employers offering more coverage to more people or pay a fine, more people will get on the rolls. But starting in 2014, there's a $95 penalty the first year, then it goes to $300 and some change in 15, then it goes to $675 per individual if you did not buy health insurance through your employer or you didn't buy it through the exchange. So eventually people that went naked without insurance are going to get tired of paying the fine to have nothing, and they're going to start enrolling on their employer's health plan, therefore covering more Arkansans, more Americans.
So you see a little bit of a cycle, maybe a multi-year cycle, before some of this stuff smooths out a little bit.
It's going to slowly build. It's like a snowball building to get you into health care.
In the end, does this help you sell more health insurance? Good for business?
We've done health care reform seminars this week, two of them this week. I swear we had more people come to our office for that than if I told them I was giving them free insurance. People are so scared that they want to know, and the law is very difficult, you know, to understand. So in the end, I would say it's probably good for my personal business just because people are confused, and when they're confused, they want help, and we're there to help, so we're going to get some business that way. Am I for it? No, no. Okay. But is it going to have more people have insurance? Yes. I tell people that right now the gross national product for health insurance is 17%, or it's 17% of our GNP. Mm-hmm. When we're all through, it's going to be over 20%. And that seems way too much, but then again, there's nothing more important than your health.
Greg Hatcher is the founder and CEO of the Hatcher Agency, the state's largest independent health provider. He talked with Roby Brock from Talk Business Arkansas. You can see and hear more from their conversation at talkbusiness.net. Support for Talk Business on Ozarks at Large comes from Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from four offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at AECC.com.
He looked around the room as if he had just landed from Mars and it was the first time he ever saw anything. Something was about to happen.
On the next Radio Lab, a woman teaches a 27-year-old man his very first words.
He slaps his hands on the table. Oh, everything has a name.
That's on the next Radio Lab.
Radio Lab begins at noon Saturday. It's part of the new Saturday afternoon lineup on KUAF.